Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's bring in ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. And first, congratulations, Seth, on your New York Times best-selling book, American Kings, and it's about quarterbacks and not what people think it's about. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know, of all days, of all years to kind of like have a book with that title. But, yeah, man, I appreciate it.
And Seth, I want to start off by just asking you about that book. For those that maybe aren't as familiar with it, you took a deep dive in not just to quarterback play itself, but really what kind of makes these guys who they are. Could you explain that a little bit?
Well, yeah, it's a very unique job in our culture. And, you know, it has very unique responsibilities and expectations. And so I wanted to write about what it was like to do it at every level, from high school to the Hall of Fame, both now and throughout history. And, you know, also show what it was like to live with the way you have to hardwire yourself to survive, you know, what's a really tough winnowing. I mean, there's about 16,000 starting high school quarterbacks every year. There's about 950 some Division I, you know, highest level of college, 32 in the NFL, 10 good ones at any time, 3 future Hall of Famers at any time. Like, what does it take to survive that? And for those who don't make it, why is that the case? Like, those are the things that I try to get at. And it, you know, it's like a book about American ambition and American fame, I think.
So, Seth, we have our own young quarterback around here in Drake May up in New England.
Yeah.
And based off all the quarterbacks you've studied, whether you mentioned high school all the way to the Hall of Fame, what do you make of Drake May? Like, does he have, from what you've studied, and obviously you've covered the NFL for a very long time beyond this book, I mean, what's your thoughts kind of from that national perspective on him? Is he one of those guys that you think has what it takes to be not just a starting quarterback in the NFL like he is, but one of those upper echelon type starting quarterbacks?
I totally do. And as a matter of fact, I spent a little bit of time with him for the book, a lot more than I ended up writing about. But what I really liked about Drake was, and this reminded me a little, and this is a dangerous place to go, but it reminded me a little bit of Brady, in that he was the youngest in an incredibly intense competitive family where he had to constantly prove himself and fight for attention. And, you know, they're different personalities, but that's his hardwiring. And that's, you know, when he chose North Carolina over Alabama to go to college, you know, what the risk for him wasn't, hey, will you be a first round pick? The risk for him was, will you have a career that you aren't going to be embarrassed about at Thanksgiving every year? And I think that, like, that wiring is really interesting. Now, I think that, like, look, he was someone who needed the pieces around him, as most, you know, quarterbacks do. And I think that, like, you know, when they hired Josh McDaniels back, I automatically was like, this guy is going to have a really good chance to be good, because Josh really isn't going anywhere. I think he'll probably be in New England for a bit. And he, you know, he's someone who knows how to coach and develop quarterbacks, and that's about as rare as the skill set to play quarterback itself.
talking with Seth Wickersham, ESPN senior writer. Seth, you mentioned something just a couple seconds ago, pedigree, right? You mentioned Drake May, his brother Luke was one of the stars at Carolina that ended up winning national title. Talk about how when these quarterbacks get to, in your book, American Kings, when these quarterbacks get to the pro level, how the conversation is different of what's expected by the fan when they get to the pros. Oh, I don't want to see a guy running around so much, to say back where in college, it's like, hey, I need you to run around as much as possible because this is how we tend to win games. Where do you see the fork in the road happen? Where is that fork in the road? Like, I think of like Justin Fields in the QB1 Netflix. I think it was him. I can't remember the two others. Trevor Lawrence was another one of them that was with him that they followed. And if you really look at what Justin Fields has become, you're looking from someone who was super highly touted to the point where the Big Ten was willing to allow him to be a spokesperson to say, hey, let these kids, let us play for COVID, to now a guy who may be done with his NFL career before he even gets to a fifth-year marker. What does it mean for pedigree? What does it mean when that split in the road with quarterbacks?
Well, two things. I mean, so years and years ago, before the Colorado Rockies were a baseball team, they were the Denver Zephyrs, and they were a minor league affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Brewers had no idea how to judge any of the players that came out of Denver because their statistics, both positively and negatively, were just completely skewed by the altitude.
Yeah.
And college football is like the same type of thing when it comes to passing, because it's such a fundamentally different game with the rules, with the hash marks, with, you know, the offenses that really, you know, how Mummy and Mike Leach developed and then other coaches have helped take to another level. You can put up amazing statistics as a as a college quarterback and really not have any pro potential. I mean, Bailey Zappe owns the record for touchdown passes in a season in college with 62, and he can barely hang on in the NFL. And so then once you get to the NFL, the windows are smaller, the athletes are better, the pass rush is better. And really, it's a completely different game. And I think that, like, one thing, so that's the first part. The second part is when it comes to, like, you know, playmaking ability. And we all see the highlights on TV of the off-platform throws that we see quarterbacks make, and we think, you know, that's the key to being a great quarterback. In the book, I spent a lot of time with Kevin O'Connell, who's the head coach of the Vikings. He was a four-year starter at San Diego State, stud coming out of college. You know, he was with the Patriots for a year, and he thought, hey, I'm going to learn from Brady and then take what I learn and become an NFL starter. And he never could get his career off the ground. And it wasn't because he wasn't big enough or fast enough or strong enough. It was something between the ears. And when he became a coach, he realized that what he had done as a player, which was when he'd get a tryout, he would try to make that unbelievable off-platform throw like Brady, or I'm sorry, like Mahomes does, like Elway does, like Elway did, like Favre did, when really, like, he needed to do the most mundane thing in that moment, like Tom Brady. He, as a coach, he went back and looked at Brady's game-winning drives in big games, Montana's, Elway's, and what stood out was how boring they were. They were mostly dump-offs to running backs. And then, you know, every now and then he'd have a special play, but he realized, like, that's so much of what makes great quarterbacking in the NFL. So that's a long answer. I could keep going, but, like, that's the skim surface of what I think about what you said.
Well, I would say, Seth, that would be TikTok worthy, so keep that in mind. I want to follow up on something you mentioned earlier, because you mentioned Josh McDaniels and his ability to develop quarterbacks and how unique that is. And I remember when the Patriots kind of came to an end with Bill Belichick, there was a lot of reporting out there, and you wrote a great piece for ESPN.com. It was the Patriot way until it wasn't. And a lot of the reporting then was in part that so many of his trusted assistants had left, including McDaniels, and now McDaniels is back. So when it comes to Josh McDaniels specifically, it's kind of a two-part question. How integral was he to kind of the end of the Belichick Patriots, and how integral do you think he can be now with May and Vrabel moving forward?
I mean, huge and huge. I think that, like, his loss was so acutely felt. I mean, Mac Jones set the Patriot record for consecutive completions in a game when they played the Bucs in the rain, nonetheless?
Yep, I think so. They were 9-4 at one point that year, too, in 2021. Yeah.
Totally. And like, so I think that Josh has had a weird career, right? Because he is completely dispensable every place else in the NFL, except as the New England Patriots offensive coordinator. Everywhere else, he can't last 2 years. Right. But in New England, in this role, he is indispensable. And so I think that, like, when he came back again, you know, that was a huge positive sign. Because, like, I think that, like, we know that Vrabel's a pretty good coach. And he has, like, unlike most coaches, he's not, like, a glorified coordinator. He has a program and a philosophy. And, you know, having a guy who a quarterback has a chance to grow with, I think is huge for that program and huge for Drake May. And, you know, look, I think that Bill obviously had a great program in the NFL, but, you know, there are only so many.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The losses you can take. And he needed people who knew how he thought and knew what he wanted. And I think that towards the end of New England, you know, he lost Ernie Adams, who just, you know, is his best friend. He lost Josh McDaniels. He, you know, obviously, like, stuff that was going on at the time, you know, on that staff in his last year was a little divisive with the way that the dynamic was with Gerard Mayo. So it's like, I think that, like, the infrastructure that he needed to be successful really kind of left. And I think that, like, you know, I wouldn't say it exposed him as a coach, but, like, you know, you need those pieces. I know that we think you don't. We think that, like, a quarterback can solve all these problems and one head coach can solve all these problems, but you really need the pieces, especially when you run Belichick's program, which is so focused on situational football and minuscule details that most coaches aren't even thinking about.
Talking with Seth Wickersham here on KJ and Lyons. Seth, because we're here kind of celebrating Drake May because of the recent failures of Mac Jones, I don't know if you heard or you're familiar with the comments that Nick Saban made about Mac Jones' stunted growth by Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
I believe really the stunted growth was because Matt Patricia took the Raiders opportunity and didn't get additional time with Mac Jones.
I mean, McDaniels took the Raiders.
McDaniels took that, right.
Yeah.
John is the red pen. He is a teacher by trade, so he will come with the red pen here on the show. But do you believe the reason why you're seeing the improved play from Mac Jones is because he didn't have longer with McDaniels or because Belichick got into his psyche?
Both. And I think that, like, look, I think that, like, I think he would have continued to grow under Josh. But I do think that, like, you know, there are steps. And it is so, like, this is one element, and I know we're going to talk about Bill. This is one element that I think that Bill was phenomenal at, in that in the early years of the dynasty, he was able to take a very special player in Tom Brady and coach him so hard and so well that he was able to keep Brady one step ahead of the way that defenses wanted to defend him. Because it is hard for a young quarterback to stay ahead of the entire league. And I think that, like, when Josh left, that became really hard. The combination of the fact that Mac, you know, he needed that continuity to keep progressing, didn't get it. And then, you know, I think that I think Coach Saban brings up some pretty legitimate points. And look, there's an economy in the NFL for guys like Sam Darnold and Geno Smith to a certain extent, Baker Mayfield to an extent, who were the guy somewhere, ran into some problems, and have a chance at, like, a career reset And if they go to the right opportunity where they can pick their team, like Mac did when he went to San Francisco, and work with a smart offensive mind, I think they can really become good starters in this league. I mean, you know, the game that he played against the Rams last week was, you know, that was one of the gutsiest quarterback performances I've seen, you know, in recent memory. I mean, the guy was really hurt, and he made some throws that won that game.
Seth, last question for me, and I have to ask this, and I don't, and myself and Patriots fans, it hasn't been fun to watch the UNC Tar Heels this year. I got to, like, with Bill Belichick and Mike Lombardi, and there's been a lot of reporting this week, I know you have sources everywhere. I'm just going to ask you a simple question, Seth.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on there, and why are they this bad right now?
I think that it was always going to take a little bit of time. But I think that, like, the fact that they're losing and they're not even losing by close margins and the games aren't really competitive, you know, that to me is interesting. And I think that, like, if you zoom back, I think that Bill, you know, and I've been told this, but I think that Bill was so hurt and bothered by the way that things ended in New England, especially from ownership's point of view, that he felt like that, you know, the culture that he had worked so hard to build was kind of corrupted by the Crafts. The Dynasty documentary, which really minimized his role, I think, in a really almost slanderous way, happened. And I think that when you see Bill now, you see a guy who is so different than we know him in New England. I mean, he's so willing to entertain pettiness and distractions and all of these things that I think that, like, would have never gone anywhere in New England. I mean, remember that pregame interview he gave when he was asked about Antonio Brown? I forget who asked about it. He just glared at that reporter, right? I mean, the gall to ask a legitimate newsworthy question. Whereas, like, now he's more than willing to talk about, you know, if Kraft says something very reasonable, like he did when he said that he took a risk by hiring Bill and trading for him, and it turned out to be a great decision. You know, Bill gets offended by the word risk, and he calls up Don Van Natta and releases a statement saying that he was the one who took a risk going to New England in 2000. And the next thing you know, we're relitigating the 2000 Patriots roster and salary cap situation. And, you know, it's like, what are we doing here? That to me is the most interesting thing. And I think that, like, you even see a little bit of it on the Patriots side, where it's not just what he said about, you know, that he's not welcome there. But if you look at, I don't know if you guys watched the pregame show last Sunday night, where they had Rodney Harrison, and, you know, they were talking about what it's like inside the Patriots building now. What I took away from that is that, like, there's a real message that, you know, we've turned the page on the program that we were. And I think, who was it that said, you know, hey, a running back fumbles, he's not worried about being cut anymore. You know, you can debate the merits of that, but I think to me it was like a message from inside the Patriots that, like, we're, you know, a more modern, or we've evolved beyond Bill. And I think that, like, you know, it was kind of inevitable that things were going to end this way. I mean, I wrote about it and a lot of other people did too, but it still kind of sucks to hear and watch and play out, even as entertaining as it might be at times.
Seth, before you go, just real quick, yes or no answer. Can Drake May finish in the top 10 in MVP voting this year?
Do they even vote for 10 MVPs?
Well, that's, yeah, Sam Darnold finished 10th last year with 0.6 percentage of a percent of the vote.
I would say no, but I don't think it really matters. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. But, you know, I'd say probably not this year, but that's just my guess.
Seth Wickersham, New York Times best-selling author of the book American Kings, available everywhere now, right? Is it now available in stores? You want to, you know, the tagline, now available everywhere, wherever you get your books, right? Congratulations.
Exactly. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. And thank you so much for spending a little bit of time here on KJ Lyons WEEI.
Anytime. I'll talk to you guys later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.